Hey there, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Jessica, and this is All Things Sensory by Harkla. Together, we're on a mission to help children, families, therapists, and educators live happy, healthy lives.
We dive into all things sensory, special needs, occupational therapy, parenting, self-care, and so much more. In each episode, we share raw, honest, fun ideas and strategies for everyone to implement into daily life.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to All Things Sensory by Harkla. You are listening to Rachel and Jessica, and this is episode 153. Jessica, take it from here.
Oh, okay. So, wow, that was a lot of pressure right there. So, we get a lot of parents who say, my child just got diagnosed. What do I do now? And I think this is going to apply to all diagnoses, not just autism, ADHD,
sensory processing disorder,
developmental delay, a genetic disorder, anything. This is any type of diagnosis that your child gets that
either
changes.
You weren't prepared for or you weren't prepared for.
Yeah, yeah. That's just, you know, it's going to change some things, but some things are still going to stay the same.
Yep.
So we wanted to address this because we know that it can be scary and you just don't know what to do. Yep. It's a whole new world.
It is. Now, Jessica and I are both certified occupational therapy assistants. So that's the background. That's where our knowledge comes from.
That's our world.
That is the world that we live in. It's a whole new world. Okay, it's not a new world, but it is for you if you just get a new diagnosis.
It could
right?
be, yeah.
For us, we see these kiddos, whether they have a diagnosis or not. We get these new clients on our caseload, and how do we start? You know, what do we give the parents? What do we give the caregivers who are feeling uncomfortable?
And overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed, yes.
Yes.
Because for us, it's another kid. I don't want to say another kid on our caseload because we truly take every kid on our caseload like they're our own. But how do we set their family up for success?
Yes.
On this journey.
Yes. So a lot of families are already receiving therapy before their child gets a diagnosis.
Yes.
And maybe that's how they decided to get a diagnosis, was because a professional recommended, like, hey, you know, we've been doing speech therapy for a couple months, but I was thinking that maybe, you know, you could try going to this place and get tested and just see what they say. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe that's your journey.
When in doubt, rule it out.
Yeah. Right? Or maybe your journey is something didn't feel right. So you went to the doctor, they referred you to a specialist, you got a diagnosis, and now you're going to jump into the therapy world.
So maybe you didn't even realize that your child was struggling or that they were delayed. Maybe you just, it's not your, you don't have education in this. You're just, you know, it's your first kid. Maybe it's your third kid. You just don't know, and that's okay. But you come home from the doctor and the doctor says, hey, let's screen for this. Let's make sure that we aren't having any challenges in this area. So this was like, you almost felt blindsided mm-hmm. by someone saying, hey, something's not right.
Yeah.
Or something could potentially not be right, and let's see what's next.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's a lot of different, you know, ways that people make their way to a diagnosis. But regardless of how you get there, I do think that one of the best things to do first is to identify your biggest concern or challenge with your child and seek out professional help for it. So, for example, if your child is not walking, but they're at an age where maybe they should be walking just developmentally, then maybe you seek out PT first. You know, you get a list of referral for PT, speech, OT, ABA, all these things, but you're like, I don't know where to start. Well, if your biggest concern is that your child's not walking or they're not navigating their environment safely, then maybe your first step is PT and you just start with that.
Yes, physical therapy for those physical disabilities, that's one way to go. A lot of people don't even know about occupational therapy and what it is, but I feel like occupational therapy or OT is kind of the catch-all. You know, if you don't really know where to start, you don't know what your child needs, You know, OTs are kind of a good place to start because we see the child as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And we can say, hey, you know, I'm not trained in this area. Maybe you should go see a chiropractor, a pediatric chiropractor.
Yep.
Hey, maybe we could see a craniosacral therapist to address some of the tissue restrictions, right?
Mm-hmm. I was even going to think too, maybe if your child's biggest challenge is that they can't verbally communicate, maybe you see a speech therapist first.
Or maybe you're not even sure what they're supposed to be saying at their age. You just maybe feel like, you know, you have some friends who have kiddos the same age and they're talking a lot more and your kiddo isn't. And maybe you're like not really concerned, but you're kind of concerned. You know, just talking about it and advocating, like we always say, listen to your gut instinct. If you feel like something isn't right,
mm-hmm.
you know, talk to your pediatrician about maybe a speech therapy evaluation. And mm-hmm. if the pediatrician says, no, we'll wait and see, just say, no, let's go get it checked out.
Yeah. Don't ever wait and see. Oh my goodness.
You feel like something's off. Something might be off.
Yes.
So check
Trust
it out.
Your gut.
Yeah.
So this kind of goes into the next, you know, thing we would recommend you do is to, you know, Rachel already kind of said this, but like ask questions and talk to people. Search Facebook. I know Facebook has a lot of groups mm-hmm. for, you know, autism moms and that kind of stuff. So check those out. Join some of them if you feel good about it, but be careful mm-hmm. because some of them can be more negative.
In these groups, they're not always necessarily professionals in the group. So
right.
if it's a mom group or a dad group or a support group, just take it with a grain of salt, the advice that people are sharing. Like this is advice that worked for them and their kiddo.
Yes.
Most of the time, the advice that they're sharing, it's not going to be applicable to your kiddo.
Mm-hmm.
So it's helpful to see some different people who are navigating the same challenges and going mm-hmm. through the same things that you are. But just remember that every child is on their own journey.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you want to join some of these Facebook groups, these mom groups is what they're often referred to, just take what you're reading with a grain of salt. And if you feel like it's more negative, and if you're feeling like it's kind of affecting you and like triggering you, then you don't need to participate. You know, maybe find some real life groups.
Yes.
Weird, right? I know it's a little bit hard in this day and age, but
it's getting better.
It is. So that could be something else that you look into as well.
Yeah. Now we're a little bit biased on this next recommendation, but we still think it's a good recommendation. We would say, listen to our podcast. We have episodes on pretty much everything.
Yes. We do have a lot of great episodes, a lot of great interviews with parents
yes.
of kiddos with different abilities who just put it into perspective so freaking well.
And they have great advice because they've lived through it.
Yes. We can only give so much advice being professionals. We haven't been in the moment as a parent of a kiddo with different abilities.
Mm-hmm.
So we can only give so much advice and so much professional advice, but hearing it from someone who's going through it it's magical.
Yeah.
It's so helpful.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Most of the people that we interview have social platforms that will answer your questions and
yes.
you can reach out to them and talk to them and just befriend them.
Yeah, absolutely.
We just want to take a minute and talk to you about our company, Harkla. Our mission at Harkla is to help those with special needs live happy, healthy lives. Not only do we accomplish this through the podcast, but we also have therapy products, easy-to-follow digital courses, and the Harkla Sensory Club to try to bring holistic care to you and your family.
Listeners of the All Things Sensory podcast get 10% off their first purchase at Harkla with the discount code SENSORY. We'd recommend checking out some of our best sellers like the Compression Sensory Swing, Weighted Blankets, or our course on sensory diets.
And here's the best part. 1% of each sale gets donated to the University of Washington Autism Center to support autism research and fund scholarships to families in need to receive in-clinic therapy for their child.
Learn more about Harkla and all we have to offer at harkla.co. That's harkla.co. And don't forget to use the discount code SENSORY to get 10% off your first purchase. That's S-E-N-S-O-R-Y for 10% off.
And the best part is all Harkla orders come with a lifetime guarantee and free shipping.
You really can't beat that.
No.
No, you can't. Okay, let's get back to the show.
So if your child is in school, you're going to want to communicate with your child's school, with the principal, their teacher, their counselor, that you have just received a new diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. We do have an episode on IEPs and, you know, kind of the occupational therapy world at school, what you need to advocate for, how you advocate, how you get them on a 504 or an IEP. Because if they are struggling at school, maybe that's how you got to a diagnosis in the first place, is mm-hmm. from someone recommending it from school. You know, be conscious of they're on your team. They work for you, and you have the right and the fight to get what you want for your kiddo while they're at school and get those services that they need.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just feel like, we just have so much passion to say. I just feel like we have to be the voice for these parents.
I know.
Because so many of them just don't know that they have a voice.
I know. You have to speak up and advocate. Do your research. Research, research, research. And I think that the majority of the parents that we have interviewed on this podcast say that they have spent hours researching.
Yes. Like as soon as they got a diagnosis, whatever it was, they just, you know, head into the books, into the internet, into podcasts, just to learn as much as they could about it. You know, if you had fears about it, about this specific diagnosis, if you don't know what it is, do your research, learn as much as you can, and then you can kind of develop a plan to move forward.
Yeah. I think a big thing that you're going to need to do is really process your feelings, because once you get a diagnosis, you're going to feel like something's different.
Yeah.
And you might feel joy, you might feel sadness, you might be feeling confusion, anger. So process those feelings, seek out therapy, seek out friends, talk about it, write about it. But don't just push those feelings aside, but validate your feelings because they're real and you need to work through them.
Yeah. And in the world of self-care, you know, just, you know, taking care of yourself as a parent, I think just taking care of yourself and realizing that maybe therapy for you wouldn't be a bad idea. And don't stop doing the things that bring you joy, because the minute you stop doing those things, then that's when your child suffers.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to be happy. Your cup has to be filled up, because you can't pour from an empty cup. And, you know, Meg Ann, she says you can't put the child's oxygen mask on first, because you have to be alive and have your oxygen mask on in order to put theirs on.
And I mean, that is the rule on the airplane as well. And it's there for a reason, because you can't help someone if you aren't in a good place.
Yeah. Okay. So we have a beautiful community on Instagram of lovely people, of our lifers, of our tribe, who we just love dearly. And we asked you what advice you'd give someone who has a new diagnosis. So we want to share those responses with y'all.
Yes. So we did just like a Q&A box on All Things Sensory Podcast and Harkla Family.
So these are all anonymous. We're not sharing who these are, who said them. So,
but if you said it, thank you. And such great advice.
Okay. First one. A diagnosis is a good thing. It can help find answers and strategies.
Trust your instincts and never stop advocating.
Allow yourself to grieve and mourn. A diagnosis can be a loss of a dream, an idea, and a vision. Don't rush the process.
In the hard moments, remember that your child is having a hard time, not giving you a hard time.
Join Facebook groups of autistic adults. They are more than willing to help guide you.
Celebrate the little victories.
Your child is not his or her diagnosis, except that it is just a different path.
Find a balance so you don't get overwhelmed trying to do too much.
Be excited for what they're excited about. Don't focus on missing out.
It's your choice to share the diagnosis when you're ready. Take time to process.
It's okay if you don't see the diagnosis as a blessing or awesome. For some, the grief is real.
Don't feel guilty about the diagnosis. Embrace your child for being special.
Be patient and advocate for your child's needs. You got this, and you are not alone.
You are your child's best advocate and know their needs. Don't be afraid to voice them.
Get support.
Your child is still the same person you've loved every day.
Now they will have access to more resources and more support.
We're going to type this up for a freebie.
I think those are so good. Yes, I think we just need to create a handout for y'all to download and to, you know, frame, put on your refrigerator, give to your spouse, give to your partner, give to your family members.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When you're ready, of course.
This shit's good.
Yeah. I have goosebumps.
I know. I was just reading them and I was like, oh my God. I felt moved.
Like, these are people who are living it, who are going through it, mm-hmm. and who have really important messages to share.
Yes. So if you're listening to this episode, just make sure that you're following us on Instagram. See who else is following us and reach out, connect with them, because they are going through the same thing that you are going through.
And they're ready to do the work. They're ready to make a difference in their child's life. They're ready to help them. They're ready to implement sensory activities every day. You know, we do want to, you know, throw a plug in there for the Harkla Sensory Club, which is the community that we have. It's our podcast on steroids, and it's a safe place for parents and therapists and educators to just come together. We share resources, videos, activities, research, and we just have a community of people who are willing to help and who you can connect with.
I was going to say, almost daily, somebody posts a question or a comment and someone else responds with a suggestion or a recommendation or a story. And it's just so cool to see everybody connecting.
Yeah.
And you can join that club at any time, by the way.
You can, yes. We'll put a link in the show notes for you to join. You do get your first month free, but it is a paid community because when you pay attention. Mm-hmm. And because Jessica and I put a lot of work into the resources that we share. So we want people who are in it.
Dedicated. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we always say, like, you know, you join and that's when the real work begins, because you have to consistently implement therapeutic activities for your child, and we support you guys. So we're here for you. If you have questions, reach out to us on Instagram at All Things Sensory Podcast.
If you liked this episode, let us know. We are podcast DJs, so whatever you want us to talk about, we will most likely do it.
Unless it's like squirrels or something. We probably won't talk about
squirrels. I don't think there's such a thing as sensory squirrels.
It could be cool, though. I like the alliteration. Thank you all for listening today. Thank you for, you know, taking the first step and listening to this episode to be able to help your child understand your child even.
Yeah. We're happy you're here. Cheers. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Until next time.
We'll see y'all next Wednesday. Thank you so much for listening to All Things Sensory by Harkla. If you want more information on anything we mentioned in the show, head over to harkla.co/podcast to get all of the show notes.
We always have the show notes and links, plus full transcripts to make following along as easy as possible for everyone. If you have follow-up questions, the best place to ask those is in the comments on the show notes or message us on our Instagram account, which is @Harkla_family. If you just search Harkla, you'll find us.
Like we mentioned before, our podcast listeners get 10% off their first order at Harkla. Whether it's for one of our digital courses, one of our sensory swings, the discount code SENSORY will save you 10%. That code is SENSORY. Head over to harkla.co/sensory to use that code right now so you don't forget.
We're so excited to work together to help create confident kids all over the world and work towards a happier, healthier life.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next week.
Just a friendly reminder, this is general information related to occupational therapy, pediatrics, and sensory integration. We do not know you or your child, therefore we do not know any specific needs. Therefore, you should always refer back to your pediatrician and occupational therapist for more information.